from the twisted realm of science and the darkest pits of reason comes chilling tales of godlessness. Bear witness to the unfathomable terror that is the Good Atheist.
Welcome to the GoodAtheist.net bonus podcast. My name is Jacob Forte.
And I'm Ryan Harkness.
And today is a kind of special day for the humanity today. It's not a huge special day, but it's still a special day.
I don't understand. Google's front page is normal. They haven't changed their icon to something weird today. So what could be so important that the Google icon isn't all changed?
Well, what's important is the advancement of science. Science moves forward. And today's science has found the oldest recorded galaxy at 13.1 billion years old. And now for anybody out there who doesn't actually give a shit, my recommendation is...
Read a book!
Read a damn book.
Stop being smart. Stop being ignorant.
Stop being ignorant about this, because here's what I feel like. I've said this on a few shows, but I'm going to say it again because I love being repetitive. It's the fact of the matter is that our ability to actually know the universe, know the cosmos for real, and not in one of those, the earth is flat, everything is in crystal balls, all that nonsense that we used to believe for a long time. Now we're actually able to know things like how old is the universe and how did it all fucking happen and what were the first and early conditions of the universe like. These are all things we can know.
So do they explain how they figured out how old the galaxy was? I'm assuming they didn't cut it open and count the rings.
Well, actually, it was one of those. Yeah, no, sorry, it's if you calculate how the universe expanded, how long it would take for the universe to be at its present state now, you can make that simple calculation. It's like redshift, right? Mm-hmm. As things get further away, they actually move faster, so you can calculate.
So it's the ultimate result of all those math problems from high school, saying that one galaxy is moving this direction at this speed, another is moving that direction.
Did you go to Einstein University, like Einstein High School? I don't remember that. It's like, you have one apple and one galaxy, and combine it with another galaxy. How many galaxies do you have? Maybe we should do that, actually. I mean, we're always so regional. You know, this, like, one football team that has $2.50 to go to the bus station and be like, fuck that noise!
Don't forget trains. Who cares what trains are doing and how fast they're going?
What the fuck is a train?
Don't all trains go relatively the same speed?
No.
I guess not.
No, there's that crazy train in China they're going to make. It goes, like, 600 miles an hour or something insane. It's, like, on these magnets or whatever. It doesn't even touch the ground. It's pretty crazy. You got to wonder, like, what does an accident at 600 miles an hour on a train?
Yeah, but I'm just talking about, you know, similar cargo trains going on the same route. You know, if you're leaving, it's always from the same town. Right? I'm just saying that there's logic flaws with the math question. We could just move on.
Yeah, let's move on from that. the significant thing about this discovery is it just, you know, we have some ideas of what the universe is probably like back then, but it's always one of those things where you're making assumptions based on the models that you have of the universe. And it's always really nice when those kind of correspond to reality, right? Because we look at that really young galaxy, and what we notice is that there's these supermassive blue giants that are all over the place. Because at the time, probably either between 100 or 600 million years after the Big Bang, when things are cooling, there is no heavier element. It's all hydrogen. And basically, it's these supermassive, gigantic stars that are the first ones to go supernova to create heavier elements, and even in our case, to create the super black holes that eventually form galaxies. Every galaxy has a supermassive black hole at its center that has attracted enough of the matter to create galaxies, and for that to happen, you needed those gigantic stars to form just because the conditions were just so vastly different then. Universes are different at different stages in their development. That's pretty crazy when you think about it, but that's just how it is, man.
You're in love with the galaxy. Jacob plus the galaxy sitting in a tree.
Well, you know what? I think it's stupid that we don't understand that our backyard, our world, doesn't end at the end of the atmosphere when you get into outer space. That's part of our environment too. You know, when you're talking about, say, something as simple as temperature-wise, can be influenced by, say, how strong the sun is. You know, the environment is all around you. The universe is your environment. It's just that you tend to be in a little fishbowl, but there's no hard physical thing that's protecting you. It's forces that are protecting you, like, say, the magnetosphere that prevents the sun from blowing away our fucking tiny-ass atmosphere. That's nice. But these are all only forces, and eventually those forces will disappear. The Earth core will cool, the fucking sun will blow away the atmosphere, and it'll all be gone.
Not if Jesus comes back first.
Yes, well, we're still waiting for him. He's a little late. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about the plight of gays. Honestly, it's a pretty gay-friendly show. We're going to be running the gamut about how it's also... not only endangering people in Uganda, but it's also making people flee away from their churches in Finland. So we're going to be covering that fairly shortly. But before we begin, I just kind of want to mention as a bit of a reminder for everybody that listens to the show fairly regularly. Some people have been mentioning it on Twitter, and I want people to keep talking about it before the month of November happens. I have a ridiculous mustache. I think that you should know this. And starting November, I'm going to be putting links to show everybody my ridiculous stash and encouraging people to donate to raise awareness about prostate cancer.
I give that mustache currently a ridiculous rating of 8.5.
Do you think it's going to get like higher, or do you think 8.5 is where I peak?
Well, ridiculousness-wise, that's where it peaks. But in just sheer awfulness, like this is that point where the hair has hit its critical length, and it's just now...
Nasty.
It's nasty. It's all going all over the place.
I guess what we're going to do is I'll put up the pictures and then I'll ask people to rate it in terms of
maybe you can get some advice from other mustachioed men on how to manage your mustache, because it's not...
I don't know how to do this.
I'm just concerned, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
People will understand when the photos start going up, and hopefully they can say, hey... use this random mustache product. It will help.
I'm sure that there's going to be many random cruel comments. Speaking of cruel comments, let's talk about what's been going on in Uganda. Now, for those of you that have not been familiar, roughly about a year ago, Uganda was proposing a kill the gays bill, which would essentially have made homosexuality a capital crime. And due to international pressure, they eventually decided to shelve the bill. It disappeared. And now it seems as though the blowback from this was an article that was printed in a small paper called the Rolling Stone. No affiliation to Rolling Stone. But the
copyright over there is not...
well, if it's not really the same kind of magazine, you can still have the same name.
No, it would be a problem. They just don't know which house to deliver it to, because it's all just checks.
Fine. Anyways, it's not a very big paper. It's got a circulation probably 2,000. But in Uganda, everybody reads like the paper like 10 or 20 times. So we can kind of estimate what that circulation is. But they released pictures of 100 of Uganda's top homos,
quote-unquote,
and with a nice little yellow sign that said, you know, hang them all.
Yeah, and when we say top homos, don't think that's just us being our wacky normal selves.
No, that literally says 100 pictures of Uganda's top homo leak.
And the words hang them.
Yep. Not since that's been published, but definitely more so after it was, people have been reporting getting physically assaulted, being thrown out of their apartments, just living in misery, what you would expect.
My understanding is that right up until, you know, the Christian fundamentalists came to Uganda and kind of gathered support for this bill and put it all together, things, you know, weren't horrifically bad for the gay community, but this that whole incident really fucking made everybody basically pick a side. And at this point, there's still a lot of hatred. I was reading one thing about somebody, a gay guy who went to a club, and he was identified as a homosexual, and he had to be rescued because they were going to beat the crap out of him and kill him.
You know, I feel like what's happening, I mean, we're going to jump just back and forth to this, because I kind of also want to mention the fact that you remember there's that candidate in the U.S. there, Paladino, Carl Paladino, running for the Republican ticket in New York, and he's got the backing of the Tea Party. And he, a little while ago, he went on saying that that homosexuality was, you know, an abomination, and he was basically saying that it's teaching your kids that it's all right is despicable, and just saying essentially some of the most hateful things we've heard in a long while. I mean, let's remember when politicians or other people were taking such strong stance against homosexuality, because it is shocking. We should all realize that this is not normal. This is higher than we've been seeing in the past couple of years. Now, there's a couple reasons for that. The first one is obviously it's political, right? So people that want to attract the homophobic vote are going to come out pretty strongly as saying homosexuality is a sin and yada, yada, yada. But I think that it's actually a manifestation to something else. I think it's really kind of a pushback from the bigots. I mean, even during the civil rights movement, right as you're watching people beginning to accept that, there's always those pushbacks from people who are like, no, we don't want to lose our traditional bigoted way of life. Fuck you. No, you know, bring back segregation. You always notice these kinds of movements. They're cyclical. And right now, I think we're at a particularly worrisome part of that cycle where really, I mean, there's an increase in terms of violence against homosexuals. You know, it's no small irony that as Palladino says some of the things that he says, there was, you know, in the news in New York of a young man being lured by a group of teenagers and being savagely beaten and raped with a baseball bat. Okay? This is some disturbing shit, and you wonder, oh, why does stuff like that happen? When it's part of the conversation like that and no one is really taking a stand, I mean, the way that the media is reporting this, it's always kind of that milk toast. Oh, he said this, right? Nobody's mentioning the fact that this is some fucked up shit. Like, replace gay with black, with Hispanic, Jew, whatever. Any minority that you want, it would be despicable. Any person that would say that would automatically be tossed out. It's like, you were thrown out. You're not allowed to run politics. You said that shit. You're supposed to be a politician. You can't say.
Yeah, but nowadays I don't know what's going on. Apparently you can. I guess let's be clear here. Palladino is not going to win. So that's
obviously he's not going to win. No, but he is the guy who's being backed. All right, he's you could just say, oh, he's not crackpot independent.
He's the legitimate contender.
He is the legitimate contender. He was the one that basically, like, the Tea Party decided, you are our man, you are our guy.
This is not the rent is too damn high party guy.
The I'm running for president for my fucking bungalow guy. That's not him. This is what you would expect from him, you know, for at least for guys like him. Mm. But I mean, even in, let's go to Finland, where at least some fucking good news. In a political debate, one of the candidates, I'm going to try to say her name, but I can't fucking get
it. Oh, it's pretty cool. I heard it. It's exactly how it's spelt, but so just with, like, say it Finnish, like,
so she's,
Just fucking.
Pavirasanen?
Yeah, there you go. Pavirasanen.
Okay, there you go. Pavirasanen. I like saying it now.
It's
she's
funny.
A Christian Democrat. And during one of the debates, you know, about gay marriage and gay adoption, she took that hardcore religious right kind of stance. And as a consequence, over 20,000 people have officially left the church. Now, from what I understand, and I may be wrong about this, so any Finnish fans that are listening, please correct me on this. From what I understand, it's kind of an opt-out thing when it comes to churches. That if you opt in, you are paying, you're tithing them, it's automatically being taken out of your paycheck and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So for the church in Finland, there is a direct consequence to people saying, fuck you, out of all this homophobia. Remember what I was saying before? That this issue, this is the wedge issue for the religious right. This is the one they cannot win. And this is one that is essentially going to drag all of those... everybody that's dragging their feet on this issue is going to be woken up pretty fucking brutally, saying, "Look, you got to pick, dude. You've got to pick, and don't pick the make believe shit.
Yeah,
pick the side that's on the right side of history."
I'm really interested in the whole Finnish system and how it's an opt out system, because basically the way it works is that the average Finnish person pays about $250 per person per year to the church, and there's a website actually out right now. The reason they know how many people have left the church is because there's a specific website that helps
the name.
You leave.
It's called Eurokirkko. I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, that's useful. thank you very much.
Eurokirkkokosta.
Almost as good as your first time trying to pronounce Pavi's name.
So, I'm sorry, they're weird.
But anyways, you go to that website, and it's a free thinker website, but you'd never know just by looking at it from the surface that it's like an atheistic website, but it's designed to help you take yourself off the rolls so you don't have to pay the $250. So what happened was there was like a campaign that got started saying, look, this is the position of the church. Let's not support the church. Let's stop paying our taxes. Now, the crazy thing is you can't get married in a church if you're not a member. You can't get your kids baptized. There's a whole bunch of stuff. Basically, the only thing you have left is you still get moral and religious education in school. Other than that, if you're not on the rolls, you don't get shit from the church. So there is a downside.
Yeah, but you can still get married at the...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. There are other ways.
I'm just saying, like, if you're a religious person who just doesn't want to pay the $250, you might want to think twice.
Well, I think that this is one of the ways that hopefully, even people out there that listen to the show that are religious, and there are a few, surprisingly enough, I don't even understand. I'm like, why do you listen to the show? But apparently they did. From what I understand from one person who has been listening to the show, who has been messaging me, it's because he feels that it actually brings him closer to God to have his beliefs questioned. So I sent him an email asking him a few questions about, how do you reconcile the fact that when you look at early history of Christianity, it's what you would expect from any political institution that's interested more in itself, its development, and power. More than anything else, right? I'm most curious about that. So he's going to be sending me an email, detailed email about all this. And, I mean, I'm just going to put this out there right now. My intention is to obliterate your belief. Like, I want you to be aware of this. As you listen to this, sir, as you are a religious person who listens to this, my intention is to make you wake up. That's just it. For you to wake up.
Maybe he's, like, in the closet to the point he doesn't even know he's secretly an atheist at the back of his mind, and he just wants you to fucking crack those chains and he will emerge a phoenix.
It's funny because you might be more right than you think. I think there's always a tendency for individuals to not necessarily know everything that's going on in their own mind. When you are seeking answers to that degree where you are actually following podcasts of people that have completely contradictory ideas, it's probably because you're looking for that one idea that just collapses all the other ones and said, like, oh, finally I figured it out. And, I hope, sincerely, dude, I hope you figure it out, because still sending biblical passages in an email, that doesn't make any sense. Okay, I know that probably for most religious people are like, let me include a biblical parable. And my dare to you is, why don't you send me a biblical parable that you think is disgusting and totally despicable? They're really easy to find. We have a segment once in a while on the podcast where we do just that, the funny Bible quotes, where you just find the worst ones and you put it up. I guess, if you're going to be fair about the manual, you should probably be including all the parts, not just the ones you like. You got to like the whole thing. That's the package deal with this thing. You're like, you believe the Bible is true and you accept everything it says, or you realize that it is just basically not true and left open to interpretation and some moral parables and like a list of rules where you're supposed to cook bread with human feces and not wear two clothes of the same fucking fabric. It's not a parable, man. If it is, it doesn't make any sense.
It's a pretty lame one.
It's fucking ridiculous. 612, I think that's how many rules there is in the Old Testament of the Pentateuch. And trust me, they're all ridiculous. These are not parables. These are rules that people were supposed to live their lives by. Luckily, we don't live in that time anymore. Thank goodness, because I don't want to sell a daughter to slavery. I don't want rules about how you're supposed to treat slaves. These are all disgusting. These are not something that humanity should be looking at and saying, wow, this is amazing. This is all the answers for us. Yeah. There's none! I mean, literally none, dude. No answers. Now, speaking of no answers, it specifically doesn't have any answers when trying to deal with the issue of, how are we supposed to deal with the fact that there's a certain segment of the population that enjoys the sexual company of their own gender, Did you read that? There was on Reddit. There was a video of a young transgendered girl, female to male, and she had a conversation with one of her parents.
When
she
transgendered
it.
Female to male, like, what is that?
Well, she's female, but she wishes to be male, so she's slowly on the road of becoming male.
So she's okay.
You couldn't tell from the way that she was dressed.
Well, I could tell that she was dressing like a dude. I just thought she was one of those, you know, lesbians that leans more dude, you know?
No.
Like she's a man's woman.
She identifies herself as male in her own mind. So she doesn't identify herself as female liking other females. She identifies herself as being male liking females.
Cool, okay.
And so she puts up this heartbreaking video. I mean, it's just like the mom on the other end is just basically saying that your lifestyle is disgusting and all this other kind of stuff. And
it's her on the phone talking to her parents on speakerphone, and she's recording it.
And you can see the heartbreak because she calls in. I don't know if I'll call her he now because I think it's more respectful. He calls in and basically says, "Mom, I want you guys to be part of my life. You're my family," and so on and so forth. And it's a pretty big kind of like, you know, open-hearted, let me back into your life. Let's, you know, I haven't changed fundamentally as a person, so on and so forth. And obviously the mom, not being able to deal with that issue, just basically says no. I was reading some of the comments in that video on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one person who identified themselves as an atheist and was saying, well, you know, I can kind of understand. Because if it was me, I would view it as the death of my daughter. And all this other kind of shit. And, you know, I couldn't help myself. I fucking sent that dude a message saying, look, you got to look inside yourself, man, because that's some seriously messed up shit. You're thinking that it's a death of a... What the fuck are you talking about? If you really think that it's, that homosexuality is normal, why would you think that gender identity issues also wouldn't be part of the fucking mix? Huh? Why are we forgetting the transgenders in this whole fucking issue? Saying, well, gays are all right, but the transgender really confused me. Like, what? I mean... Homosexual behavior should even tell you that you were to expect some transgender shit in there too. All right, gender identity is not one of those really fixed things that we like keep thinking about. I am male, you are female. These are huge distinguishing lines.
We're getting there. We're getting there. Slowly but surely, we're starting to understand more and more about where everything is.
Well, I was mentioning before that because you were saying you even asked me, is that kind of thing relatively like, is that normal or natural, or in other words, do we see examples of that in nature? And I said all the time where there's a certain type of lizard, I don't remember the type, the name of this lizard, but it reproduces entirely asexually, so they're all female, but what happens is that sometimes one of the females will become fairly large, be known as a bull female, and will start going around to other females and start humping them. Nothing really happens. It's just that this particular female has this weird gender identity issue that's going on. Because at one point, this species did reproduce sexually. And they just kind of went back to, you know, essentially reproducing asexually. It happens in nature. You know, sex is a strategy. But it's one of those strategies that you can decide to abandon. Species can abandon sex as a survival strategy. That's something that we know now.
Sounds boring.
Well, yeah, but most of the time, sex in nature is a kind of violent, cruel affair, dude. All right, it's not a beautiful. It's not like fucking turn on the candles and let's watch what happens. I mean, take alley cats as a perfect example. You ever wonder why sometimes you hear these cats fucking moaning and screaming and shit like that, and you think they're fighting? That's them having sex. Okay, the male. The male cat has a barbed penis, so when he pulls out, he will literally shock the female because that's how she actually goes into ovulation through pain. This is sex here, okay?
Nature is romantic.
Isn't it, though?
It is.
So romantic and beautiful. Okay, let's go back to talking about the stuff that's happening in Uganda because, I mean, number one... You know, I still feel that there's a segment of population, maybe even some atheists that listen out there, that just don't think that this is an issue that concerns atheists at all. You know, they're like, that's not a religious issue. This is a sort of a, you know, it's more to do with homophobia. And I'm like, the two are completely related. All right, if you look at the where modern homophobia is coming from, it's the religion is pretty much where it is able to survive.
It's where it lives. It's like a fucking neutral zone where it's allowed to stay and just spread its filth and hide behind this idea of religious rights.
And it's so weird too because everybody who is still a crazy bigot and religious will always come back and say, oh, but I still think that everybody is equal in dignity and so on and so forth. I mean, even that piece of shit Paladino is like, oh, well, my nephew is gay and I have a perfectly fine relationship with him. I would argue that no, you don't. Dude, you definitely don't. With the shit that you said, I mean, if it is somebody that you care about, how the hell would they feel? Have you even thought of that for 5 seconds? But I think it's just one of those ways for people to kind of try to sweep away the accusations of being bigoted. It's like, I'm no bigot. I believe that every human being is special. I just think that homosexuality is an abomination. it's just like the old days where people were like, I don't have a problem with black people. I have friends that are black. I just don't think that they should have the same rights that I do. But I sincerely believe that they're nice people.
They should be allowed to have some things,
but not everything. Definitely not.
Because that makes everything not as much fun for me.
They'll take away from my things, and I don't like that. Look, I think it's really important for every atheist out there to really understand, to see what's really happening. And what's happening is that every single bigot that still dislikes gay people, they have a home in religion. And they'll continue to have a home until we really call them out, until people like in Finland that decide to abandon these fuckers in droves. And I don't even care if you are still religious, abandon your churches, okay? Specifically the ones that are promoting this kind of homophobia. If they're not, that's fine. I'm not going to tell you to abandon a non-homophobic church. It's a step forward, okay? But if you are still part, if you are out there and you're even a Catholic, you need to get the fuck out of this organization, okay? They have never made any bones about it. They're completely anti-gay. For them, molesting children is fine, but you definitely cannot have consenting sex with another adult, male specifically, because do they look like they care about lesbians, honestly?
Doesn't seem like they do.
No.
They ignore the sexy side of the gay equation.
They probably figure, oh, it's just a phase or something like that. They're like, oh, all women are slightly bi-curious anyway, so we don't really give a shit. So, yes, abandon these places. Okay, if you want to find your spirituality and your religion, fine. Find it in a place that does not condemn people for being the way they are. I mean, it's so disturbing to me, and it hurts because, you know, I have friends that are gay, and every time I hear this kind of stuff, I don't know, my heart breaks a little bit. I wonder, when are they going to be able to be treated like everybody else? When are they not going to have to be afraid that somebody's not going to beat the shit out of them or even potentially kill them because of their sexual orientation? And it's scary, you know. I worry about them being attacked or something like that by meathead idiots that figure, oh, well, you're a fucking fag, I'm going to kick your ass, yeah, and then you're going to suck my dick. Yeah, that's usually, yeah, you're not gay, dude. You're totally not. So I'm afraid. I'm afraid for my friends. And I'm afraid for Ugandans, man. Fucking a newspaper outing 100 of these guys saying hang them.
And the only response was the government shut them down, but not because of what they wrote, just because they didn't have a license. And they're just going to get the license and pay whatever the fee is to operate legally. And then they'll open right back up. And, I mean, look, it's worrisome when a newspaper can basically tell everybody who reads it to hang these gay people. It didn't just have photos. It had names and addresses. People lost their jobs. People were evicted from their homes. It was really messed up. And it's just part of that overall growing hatred towards gays that we're seeing in this country. That started basically because of these U.S. Christian people coming in and basically trying to polarize these people.
Well, I mean, there's plenty in the religious right that would like to see homosexuality be a capital offense. They want people to die if they practice any kind of homosexuality. This is what they think. I mean, they're taking a very literal approach to the Bible, saying this is an abomination, kill all abominations.
And it's just, you know, gotta love religion. It's the only thing that'll make people think that they're good people, but at the same time, kill those people that we don't agree with.
But you're a very moral individual, and you cannot have morality without a supreme being telling you to kill all fags. Because there is no morality without that. And, you know, it's one of those things you just wish you could just shake people out of their delusional bubble and say, dude, just figure out what you're doing. You're pretty fucked up. I mean, can the world live with religion? Every time we see stuff like that, it just continually reminds me that no, we cannot. No, we cannot. And it's a reminder of what we do, man. Why do you do what you do, Jake? Because of shit like this. Because of crazy stuff that happens where gay people are being persecuted because they're gay.
Because dogma from a 1,000-year-old says that gays are bad.
Oh, that's so fantastic. Okay, well, you know what? We'll call that a segment. We have another segment coming right up. It's Ask God. We take your questions. We get God to answer them. Maybe we'll put him on the hot seat regarding this gay issue thing. What do you think?
I like it.
Let's go ask God some questions, and we'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. We're back. I'm Ryan. Jake, I don't know where he goes. He always disappears when we talk to God. I really don't understand that. It's quite strange. Anyways, I have God with us once again. He has blessed us with his presence for, I believe, the third or fourth time. I feel bad for forgetting. Anyways, I give the floor and I say hello to you, God.
Well, obviously, we have to question your mental capabilities, you pathetic man. But yes, it is now the third time that I have graced your airwaves with my presence, and you should be honored. Now ask me questions before I destroy you.
Okay, very well. Okay, let's get this right started. Roger says, God, I know you've heard this before, but it is time I heard from you myself. You've taken credit for all the good shit, awards, rescues, bullshit, miracles. Explain all the sick and wrong that you allow, if not create. It's shocking that you skate on all that. Come on, confess. Do you simply find it amusing?
It's not so much amusing as it really is wonderful and just one of those I'm feeling kind of blue days and I just want to hear you suffer. I mean, look, think about it. Why you feel so much pain, right? Why is there suffering in the world? Why is there evil? Because it amuses me. I don't know why you're confused about this. You kind of have this weird notion in your head that somehow because you have these quaint little thoughts in your tiny mind of love and all this other nonsense that I somehow think like you. I am beyond you. I therefore enjoy suffering in a way that you will never fully comprehend and understand. And you just gotta deal with it. Ew, why is there suffering? Why are you such a dick face? Fuck off.
Okay, John asks, Dear God, why do men have nipples? What the hell? I can't get milk from these bad boys, and believe me, I've tried. You better sort that out, homie.
Look, don't try to get any milk out of those. You're wasting your fucking time. But what the nipples are for is this is where your soul is located. So if you pierce it, your soul will leak out and probably end up tramping it around, being some kind of weird succubus thing before it's just one of those minions of hell. And then you just basically, that's where you'll find yourself. So don't pierce them unless you just, you know, you want to have a lot of suffering and torture for the rest of your existence.
Okay, John also wants to know, while we're on the subject, why did you put the male G-spot all the way back there, where it's best reached by another man's thick, hard, juicy cock?
Something you want to tell me there, buddy? You don't have to. I already know where you're going. I'm going to see you burn in hell, you piece of shit. Now, just so that you know, why is there the male G-spot there? Specifically to tempt guys like you, all right? I mean, I need to be able to send the majority of people to hell. This is where I want them to be. This is where the fun happens. Sure, once in a while I get a little bored and I need someone to be on my side up in the cloud sky, but trust me when I say that is the minority of people who just, you know, they somehow manage to avoid all temptation and actually follow all of my contradictory commands. I don't know how they do it, but they beat the system and they're up there. But for the most part, I've rigged it so that everybody will end up in hell. That's how it's rigged. It's like a carnival show. You know, you walk in, it's like, you're fucking going to hell unless you somehow, man, sink that, you know, hoop there, even though it was totally rigged against you. But you did it. You did it. Congratulations.
So, what about Pascal's wager? Is Pascal in hell?
Everybody, do you have any idea how many people are in hell? I think there's like 20 people up here in heaven these days. And most of them kind of pissed me off, and I sent them back down. So, I can send you back down at any time. Just so that you know, when you're in heaven, it's not like one of those get-out-of-jail-free cards, and I never have to worry about an eternity of torture. I might just get bored of your ass, and then just send you down there because I want to hear the sounds of your screams.
Okay, Razzle asks, Jesus is about 1,900 years late. What the fuck?
All right, well, there's two things you got to understand about Jesus. Number one is that he's me, and I'm a dick. Okay? So, with that said, he's being a dick right now. He doesn't want to do shit. As far as he's concerned, he can come and go as he pleases. I mean, he's feeling like he's some kind of superstar these days anyways. You would not believe the kind of fandom that he's getting. It's pretty ridiculous. I mean, there are light switches with his face on it. There's like fucking endless crap that says Jesus on it. And he figures he's like the biggest thing since sliced bread. Well, he actually probably is bigger than sliced bread, but don't tell him I said that. Anyways, the point is, the dude is being a gigantic lazy piece of shit, and I got no problems with it. I got no problems with it. I'm a bad dad. I think that should be clear by now that I am not exactly the best father. I say fucking do what you want. I don't give a shit. I am all powerful. I don't care.
Okay, Hank wants to know, if we found aliens somewhere, would they be Christians?
No, they would be heathens that you must seek to destroy. Now, obviously, some of you are going to ask, well, how am I supposed to defeat an alien species that's more technologically advanced? All right, well, listen up, you crybabies. I got to deal with you. If you kill every single gay person within the next 2 years, I promise, pinky swear, that I'm going to provide you the necessary technology to defeat them.
Why 2 years?
Well, you know, make it happen. I don't want to just kind of give away the game as to what happens, but you got 2 years to make it happen. I'm just putting it out there.
Okay, Rebo wants to know, are you the Christian God?
I'm the big J, man. I'm the fucking Yahweh man. Yeah, definitely. I'm the one that you heard about, you know, the smiteful one dude, occasionally parting the Red Seas, but still mostly boils and killing firstborns and putting people to the sword. That's me, man. That's how I've always been. I don't know about this lovey-dovey bullshit that people are saying now, but I am a god of vengeance. I like it that way. I'm the big J, baby.
Okay, Kenny KJC asks, why do good atheists go to hell for simply not having blind faith in you?
Well, let me tell you something. You are going to find out. There's actually a secret reason why I roast atheists in hell. There's a particular place I have for them, but it's like one of those crazy surprises, so you're going to find out later. But I can't tell you. Surprise!
Okay, Jonathan Lang wants to know, I would like to know why it is more important to keep the Sabbath holy than it is not to fuck little children.
See, this guy is totally funny. He gets it all confused. Number one, the Sunday is usually the day that is supposed to be reserved for fucking children. Because on my day of rest, I want to hear their crying and their tears acts as a kind of universal relaxant. It's unbelievable. So it's something that I want them to do on Sundays. Some of them are not very good at doing this. They'll do it on their own time, you know, sneaking over to their house or going on camp, and sometimes on Fridays or Saturdays. It's not as good. I like my good Sunday molesting on the day of rest. That's when I want it.
Okay, Chris Young wants to know, if you were competing in an old-style UFC/Pride tournament, which god would you fear the most?
Well, you know, my days of going over and wrestling people and doing all that interacting, those days are gone. Those days are behind me. I'm more of the, I don't see you burning incense the right way or spilling your seed on the ground, just zappity-zap, fucking take you out, right? I don't like to get my hands dirty. Usually I have a whole bunch of crazy angels that do that. And you know when you have this whole notion, oh, angels are these winged people that protect me. Have you read the Bible? Because clearly they're sword-wielding maniacs that you don't want to fuck with. All right. This is what I set down whenever I want people to be fucked up. Now, with that said, the one that I fear the most right now is Aquabuda. That's who I fear the most right now. That's who I don't want to take on.
Okay, Michael asks, if our reduction in lifespan is due to the fall from God's grace, why did Adam and Eve live so long after, something like 930 years?
Part of that is probably my fault. You know how you overreact sometimes if something happens, so I kick them out without notice, and little did I know that the Cosmic Rental Board was going to be on my ass. They're like, you got to help them out until they find a new place, and blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out that no place existed because they were the first humans, and apparently it took them a really fucking long time. But hey, it ended up working out anyways, because since there were no other humans, they tended to have to fuck each other a lot, and I mean, like, fuck their grandkids and their grandkids' grandkids. I mean, you got to do this again and again and again. So I'm just telling you, there was a lot of incest, and for a while it was kind of entertaining anyway, so I let it happen. But, you know, after 900 years, you're like, well, these are starting to look pretty retarded. Because I don't know how good, you guys used to look pretty fucking fit. Let me just say something. Beautiful. Unbelievable. You are the product of all of that inbreeding. So even your best looking one just makes me want to throw up. You're like these hideous mutant creatures. It's disgusting.
Okay, Men's Battle Plan wants to know, isn't the G-spot about an... Oh, he's actually asking about the G-spot. Moving on. Dwayne wants to know, hey, big guy, do you believe in evolution?
You'd have to be a pretty fucking big moron not to believe in evolution. I mean, you can see it happen, and literally, I know that some of these followers of mine tell you that you can't see it happen. You can actually... you can see it happen in certain lizards that have emigrated to islands and have changed their jaws because of the food, or finches on one island that just have different beak sizes because of where they are. Anyways, The evidence is out there. And with that said, if you believe in it, you will burn in hell forever.
Okay, MN Atheist wants to know, what's it like getting Mary, the Virgin Mary Prego? Is there a side to that story that we don't already know?
There's so many things that you don't know about the whole situation. Let me just start by telling you what a hot bitch Mary was. Unbelievable. I mean, look, I'm God, right? I'm gonna pick the best one. The one that at least doesn't look totally like they have Down syndrome. And she was the finest bitch in the land, and sure, she was a virgin when we met, but let me tell you something. I did not leave a lot to the imagination when I was done. I mean, I don't know what Joseph felt like. He must have been surprised at hell, as hell. It's like, you're a virgin? What the fuck are you doing right now? There are some things that I can't even tell you because they don't exist. In your world and dimension, these things are not possible, but I can assure you that they are filthy. They're fucking filthy. Seven-dimensional sex holes where, I mean, I just invent holes. That's what I do.
Oh yeah, Winter Apocalypse wants to know, hey God, what's the action like in heaven? It seems like all the fine ladies here on earth are probably going to hell. I'd just like to make sure if I'm going to devote myself to you, I'm not going to lose out on great sex in heaven.
Well, all the bitches that are in hell for being whores were already tired of doing all the things that they were doing, so they're dull. But everyone that actually made it to heaven, and fortunately there's, again, like I said, not a lot, there were those prude bitches that never got anything done, and now they just get to be crazy. And let me tell you, you have no idea how many dicks some of these girls handle at the same time. I had to make them grow extra arms. They wanted holes in places that didn't exist before, and I gave it to them. They are primo sluts, my friend. You're coming to the right place if you want to get laid. With that said, it is unlikely that you'll make it here, but the sex is pretty phenomenal.
Okay, Chocobar wants to know, just between us guys, you're overcompensating for a small penis, aren't you, God?
Let me put it this way. You were designed in my image, so you deal with that.
Okay, Caesar wants to know, is it true that Chinese and Japanese people don't have any souls? And if true, dear God, why did you make them this way, and are they going to hell?
Well,
you have to understand that Asians are actually the spawn of the Aqua Buddha. This is why they don't possess a soul. This is why they're not trustworthy. What I'm trying to tell you here is that you need to annihilate the spawns of Aqua Buddha in order to maintain the supremacy of the certain pigmentation of people that don't have beady eyes. I don't trust Asians.
Okay, well, that's all the questions we had for you. I'm sure you're very busy causing misery and suffering around the world.
I have a few plagues to take care of, yeah, and I've probably got a lot of suffering to go enjoy. So you'll have to forgive me, but the world is practically screaming right now for me.
Okay, well, I'll leave you with that. And with that, I guess we wrap up the show. Oh, hey, Jake, how you doing? You're back.
Man, what happened? I was just passed out. I was passed out drunk. That's what happened.
It's always interesting how you're never around when God is here for interviews. It's very confusing to me.
I am sure at some point we will get to the bottom of that. But for now, the mystery remains. The mystery remains!
Indeed.
And we'd like to thank everybody that has been listening to our show for so long. All the new people that have joined us since we've begun to put ourselves more out there. Since we've begun to
hello,
try to...
Hello, atheist community. How are
hello,
you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm sorry, I'm dumb, but that's okay. I'm amusing.
You're amusing. And you're lovable. You're lovable in
I'm
your
I'm a numbers. Lovable idiot. Like GW for the Republicans.
No, not really lovable. So, yes, we'd like to thank you. And, again, hope that you enjoy these bonus shows. They will be horribly put up in a patron wall, and we're going to be definitely extorting you for money. But luckily, it's only $20 a year.
And it's for a good cause, which is us...
continuing
us
to do this.
Exactly.
Yeah. That is a good cause. It's not a charity, but it is a good fucking cause. And you know what? Think about this. Remember what we were saying about Finland in the first segment where people give hundreds of dollars every year to churches? We want just $20. I think we're a better fucking deal than these boring-ass motherfuckers that are going to tell you that you're going to burn in hell for liking to masturbate or whatever other things you enjoy doing. I ain't going to be that guy.
We're also not going to try and take your abortions away from you.
Nope. I'm going to let your abortions slide because we love them. We love abortions.
Let abortions reign free.
All right. With that, my name is Jacob Forte.
I'm Ryan Harkness.
Have a good atheist day, everybody.